Federal officials are joining the recovery effort in northwest Georgia, where authorities this weekend discovered scores of decomposed bodies on the grounds of a rural crematory. The owner of the facility was arrested for a second time last night and charged with additional counts of theft by deception. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Noble, Georgia.
The sheer number of bodies found at the tri-state crematory overwhelmed state and local resources, so members of the Federal Disaster Mortuary Team are coming in to help document and identify remains. So far, officials have uncovered 130 sets of remains, some found stacked in storage sheds, others scattered about in the woods surrounding the crematory. Georgia State Medical Examiner Dr. Chris Sperry says the latest bodies were discovered in vaults.
Dr. Kaponin, who is my deputy chief, supervised the opening of the other four vaults that were found in the garage building. There, as I mentioned yesterday, we had opened one of the vaults and found that it was filled with human remains. The other four have been opened now for initial evaluation, and all of those are filled with human remains.
Workers are still scouring the 16-acre property and plan to search a nearby lake for additional remains. By the time they're finished, Sperry says, hundreds of bodies are likely to be uncovered.
I can't even begin to guess at how many bodies may be in those in total. It's just incomprehensible. This just continues to go and go.
Authorities say the remains date from just a few days ago to as far back as 15 years. From its location in Noble, in the extreme northwest corner of Georgia, just south of Chattanooga, the crematory serviced funeral homes in Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama. There were reports that authorities were first tipped off to the problem by a dog walker who came upon a skull, but investigators say the skull was discovered by the Environmental Protection Agency, called to the site on an anonymous tip. Today, families traveled here to find out what happened to their loved ones. They brought medical records and death certificates to help with identification. Some carried what they thought were the ashen remains of their loved ones for evaluation. Dr. Sperry says teams have been analyzing those cremains.
Our goal was to determine whether these were of human origin or not human origin. We have examined 51 so far, and of those 51, we found 9 that are not of human origin. And they appear to be, although we're going to have this analyzed, but just a preliminary appearance is that what was represented as being human remains is actually powdered cement.
In addition to investigators and medical examiners, more than 400 workers have been called in to help. Families are being offered counseling. Last night, local authorities rearrested the crematory's operator, 28-year-old Ray Brent Marsh, who had been out on bail. He was charged with additional counts of theft by deception. He now faces 16 counts of the felony, which carries a possible sentence of 1 to 15 years in prison. He had taken over the family business from his parents in 1996. The Walker County District Attorney declined to say if more people would be charged. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Noble, Georgia.